I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Damn it, I called the wrong person. Hang up.
Oh, it's you again.
I picked up the wrong phone. Just so happened to...
Oh, dang it, I picked up from the wrong person.
Sounds so
familiar to me. I don't even know how this was.
This was once my chair.
It looked like it was mine. Who am I talking to, dear?
Oh, man. Yeah. If the wits stay about us, which I don't know, looking at
we'll
mom and dad.
Such funny old people.
be consumed by the virus. Yeah, we got our own plague. And we got
we
our own
know.
Boom.
The virus
it's
may get
be
us.
The boomiest
virus.
Boom to ever boom. This baby boom? You think like boomers? I mean, that what I think is cool about it is that we're actually looking at like pre-boom times. Like imagine that the children who are let's see, I guess our grandchildren or great grandchildren are either I don't know which generation constitutes the boom. I guess our grandchildren or something. Anyway, we can take solace in knowing that about 80 to 90 years from now, the children being born within the next year will be stodgy. Bitter old Republicans hatefully voting against their own interests. I mean, I think it's part of being a boomer, you know? It doesn't matter which century. If you're a boomer, you're
to.
Just bo-
I mean,
you're born into it, son.
Conceived,
you've got a legacy that you got to uphold. Yeah.
You were born an asshole, and I expect you to uphold that.
Yeah, exactly. Uphold your asshole, son. It's a matter of honor. Honor asshole.
We bestow this asshole of honor.
We bestow this symbolic asshole of honor around thy neck.
No.
And it's just like a loosely cobbled together bottle.
It's a ring of honor.
An O-ring of honor. We are owner ring your sacrifice. You're welcome. To your future.
Wow. Yeah.
This
jokes,
is
jokes, people.
Yeah, you know. I got them.
You may not like them, but this is all we have.
Anyway.
Hello. Good talking to you.
Good day.
Whoever you are. Whoever you are.
This is such a random wrong number. Wow.
Whoever's phone not picked up long ago. 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. So long ago.
Is this what pandemic isolation brain does to people? Because I don't know that it's not funny. So, I mean, you be the judge. Don't tell
again,
me.
Maybe I'm onto something because this is my dojo that you're all in. welcome back.
You stepped into my dojo.
Oh, sorry. Here's a wipe for that. I didn't mean to leave that there.
Yeah.
So here on the masterclass, isolationist masterclass, volume 2,
we'll
be going over a balcony shouting. If you have a balcony, I'll show you how and when to properly shout from it and who at best to target.
Oh, that's perfect. And you don't even have to use real words. People will stay even further away if it's they can't really discern what you're saying.
We're going to go over demographic spread. You know, we want to be inclusive, so you're going to want to shout different things at different people.
Yeah,
you see
for sure.
A black lady holding a shih tzu, you're going to what's with the shih tzu? It's like, why is she holding a shih tzu? You don't want to go after her race, you know, is what I'm saying. You're like, hey, black lady. Uh-oh, now you got trouble.
Well, maybe she was just wearing all black, but she's a white lady. So, I mean, it really...
If she was a white lady in black face, then fire away. See, this is actually chapter 5, subsection 7, goes over black face and white face.
There's a brown poodle going by. Oh, cute. Oh, poodle.
And brown
I just
face.
Love me oodles. Well, you know, you can't be sure what really what the pandemic's doing to anybody. I mean, it's killing some people, that's for sure. But the rest of us staying inside, I don't know what's going to happen to our brain. Science is going to tell us later.
We jumped right over poodles. I have poodle thoughts. I stepped in a poodle of thoughts. That is a robust breed that has just been made to look silly. When you actually look at poodles,
I know,
they're
it's
like
a working dog. Like, it actually is a working dog.
They're like little greyhounds. They're strong little robust dogs that if you just shave them, they would just look like badass greyhounds or something. But they make them up to look like ridiculous clowns. It's not fair.
I don't think. Well, yeah, Bobby does have a fro right now. I see what you're saying. All right, checkmate.
Yeah, your dogs are clowns. How dare you?
I only have one poodle. Thanks for bringing it up.
Look, I didn't bring it up. I was honoring the memory of the fallen
of Richard
poodle.
Of Richard.
Richard the poodle. And you decided to bring it down by stepping right into poodle, and I was
I stepped in it.
I was trying to tastefully lay this wicker basket over it, so that we could just walk over the poodle. Don't step in the poodle.
Well, I guess there's that. Yeah, all just of this, like, you know how bad it is in Italy right now? Because it's bad. And the exchange program that we have our exchange student through, it's like, well, we should probably send him home. And I'm like, you sure about that? Because she goes home to Italy.
Do you know about all the purple, the purple strands of viral infections that plane's going to fly through?
That's what I said.
It's going to be all tangled up.
First of all, we just got back from Seattle, okay? Secondly, I don't even want to know what strands she's going to be touching, breathing, flying through.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Think that's smart. And then, once you get
recirculated
home,
strands.
I know. It's like worse there. They can't even fly to the airport that's closer, so she has to fly into a further away airport where her brother or parents or someone has to come get her. But then she has to stay isolated from her family. I'm like, once you're in the car, whoever you're with, they're breathing your air. Like, oh, it's just all of it. It's just not good choices. She just needs to stay here.
No.
And the whole reason they canceled it is because she has a J-1 visa, which is like an education, like schooling visa. And they canceled school in Kansas. They just canceled physical school. But they start online school on Monday. So she still has to finish her classes. You know what I mean? Like, this is
I don't see this. This is no different. This is just part of the experience, part of the American experience. She's getting a special taste of what the hell it's like to experience a pandemic in America.
I know. Oh. It is. It's an educational experience as well.
Open your eyes to the world of viral infections international. International. We are here to infect your face. Would you prefer H1N1 or perhaps a nice COVID-19?
Perhaps there could be something very sexy here for you to experience.
We have the flu of the season. It happens to be right now quite deadly, so I would recommend it.
This is highly recommended virus.
And of course, we have some common colds. If you would like for the budget, you may get
for
a couple of days. We also have some STDs. Actually, it's just don't tell anybody.
Nobody wants us.
I will hook you up.
No, no hookups.
Some people get them. So
thank you.
People get them, so there's a market for them. Hey, I got your STDs right here. Got some gonorrhea, herpes here. Got your fucking AIDS. Got some STDs here.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, get your STDs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there was a there was a meme, because you remember how, or have you seen the news, how people in like Spain and people in like Italy, and they're all like singing to each other from their balconies. And someone wrote the meme. Yeah. They're like, we get it, Europe. You all have balconies. Oh, my God.
You're better than us in cultural times. Fine.
I know.
We got class. I bet there's a line dance bar out there somewhere where they're observing the 6-foot social distance, but they're still partying it up. They're like, you know what? I can still line dance. Just take out every other person. You know, it'd be a bunch of guys, but that's okay. It's not gay to just dance with a bunch of guys. That's like the straightest thing ever in Texas.
You can dance with anybody. they're, you know what? Dancing is expression, and it doesn't have to have a gender or sexual preference.
So I brought some plus size dresses. We would ask that half of the men put them on just for comfort's sake. So we'll draw straws. Half of you will be ladies tonight.
That's the only way we can square dance.
And then a guy pipes up in the back.
Well, couldn't we just bring back half the women? Get rid of half.
Shut up, Paul. We're doing this.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I just thought.
Paul, you better shut your stupid little pretty lips.
Oh,
grab this dress and put it on. No. Come on, stop interrupting my jokes.
I thought
there's a joke there. I was telling you a joke.
You've been watching too much isolation television.
I don't watch TV. I just watch. I got this channel that just shows plastic fish floating in a fake fish tank. That's what I watch now.
That's what you and your cats watch. Even, like, they requested it, but now you're addicted.
They're not real fish in any way. They're virtual plastic fish. None of this is real. The water is fake. The illusion of...
Yeah, but the feelings are real when you watch it.
Liquidity. Yeah. Are they, though? Oh. Are they, though? Are they, though?
I just sit there and watch a liquid zoo. That's all that is.
I am... Are they, though? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Liquid Zoo. That's where that's where I go.
Well,
I realized that one of my favorite things in life, aside from watching people,
everyone else be quarantined just like you. Okay, sorry.
From watching people inch forward at stoplights when it's definitely not their turn, like it's minutes away. I love that.
This was not your turn.
No, that's what I call unporn. It's things that are highly erotic that aren't like things that like
part particular.
It's like oh yeah, get it. Like I'll just sit there and look, like it's not even your turn. No, it's not. You want to go, but you can't. Like things like that. There was another one I forget, but there's that and maybe. I don't know if it's, but it makes me think of that. This isn't on that list, but it's similar. Is another joy of life is waking up in the middle of the night in time to hear yourself fart really big, and possibly even scare your cats. That's a bonus.
It usually scares your cats. And I won't name the children, but I've got at least one of my children that farts and wakes either herself or someone else up. Oh shoot! I've said it. I've done it. Oh no! I only have one. Her
Wyatt. Oh god! What a pretty man. Yeah, no, we already went over this. Now, I don't think we went over this on the Sibcast, so now it's ensconced in audio stone. That's audio stone from the 70s.
Nice. Another one.
Yeah, that one's not bad. But no, that's great. That's good as long as it's great when you're just like conscious enough that you can recognize the tail end of it. So it's kind of like a clipped audio file. You're just like, you hear, burr, and you're like, oh. Oh, you didn't hear the...
Oh, I know. You only heard the end. I get it. The end.
The end of the end.
Yeah.
That's good. If there was like a... If the Germans were to name this, it'd be like Fartenschaden or something would be mine, and then it'd be Fartenschadenenden or something would be Kinsley's, because I'm talking about...
That's the one.
I've got Fartenschaden because your mind almost knows... Oh hey, bro! This is gonna be good. And your conscious elbows your subconscious like, hey,
you're
bro,
about
wake
to be
up.
Woken up in a very rude way.
No, not woken up. It wakes you up, and then it farts. I'm literally describing the phenomenon of Schadenfarten, and then Schadenfarten.
It's a very real phenomenon. Please listen. Yeah.
It's very real, and that you will wake up and hear the entirety of the fart, and then be like, oh my god, I'm so glad you woke me up. Thanks.
Thank you about trees.
That dream about trees killing bears was pretty cool, but it wasn't as cool as that fart was. And then there's the one that Kinsley has where you're just like, burp, and that's all you get. You're like, oh, wow, I bet the first half of that was even better.
Yeah, well, it wakes up other people, but you're still asleep. That's a funny one.
That would be like Schadennadzen, if I had to give it a name. Schadenfarzen nodsen. It's something like that. You just keep on nodding on, even though you just woke everybody else up. Travis Shitsnodden. I don't know. There's a bunch of
we'll get some language people. We'll get it.
Some technologists. We'll get one mathematician and one language specialist to it will put the fate of the entire planet in their hands, like the movie Arrival. That bumped me. Anyone see, you seen that movie Arrival with the with the weird octopus circle jerks?
I don't think I did. Oh, okay. Now I won't.
Inky squid dudes. Well, it's a bunch of aliens that are cephalopods, basically octopi or something, show up, and they're trying to communicate it to us through these weird circle ink spots that they make with their bodies.
That sounds good. You're like, really selling it. Uh-huh.
Well, it's like, how do you get anything done if this is how you write? The physicality of all this is like, you're wasting a lot of material. And I don't even know where it goes. But in any event.
You're wasting a lot of virtual paper. Yeah.
They're like, we got to figure out what these big octopussies are saying. Damn it. Because they could, because they might be talking shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And if they are, we want to be able to talk shit back, basically. Mm-hmm. That's number one. After that, if they want to like compliment us on our planet and how blue it is, okay, we'll figure out what they're saying. And to do that, let's get one redhead chick and one guy who looks like he's got anger issues.
Yeah, you gotta both diversify. White people. Yeah, for sure. Like your cat.
but they're both white and about medium everything. And so we'll have those two people. And you know what? They'll talk to the aliens. Just those two people. Those are the two people. We won't have like a team of analysts. We won't maybe there was. It just seemed weird to me that there was like a husband wife. They weren't husband and wife, but it was like a pair of man woman who looked like they might as well be a couple. And they're like, if I was those octopi, I'd be like, wow, everybody on Earth is like looks exactly the same. And
you're saying I should watch it? I shouldn't. This was in reference to the movie. What do you want?
I don't know. I don't want nothing. I was just saying that movie. It was dumb how they're like. It'd be like if we went to Mars and you were like you were writing down notes like cheeseburger and you handed it over and like hand this to Pat and Sally, the Martians, see what they think they're saying, and then like Pat and Sally like hello, do you want a hug, or the Martian equivalent of a hug, which is that I go inside through the middle and then spread through your body. And then hug every single organ inside of you. Is that what you want? And you're like, I just want a cheeseburger. They could go very wrong. Pat and Sally, the Martians, if that's who I called their names. Let's get some other people in here. Let's consult a little bit.
I'm calling for diversity mostly. I think.
Let's group think. Yeah.
Can we get some other colored octopussies in here?
For sure. Actually, I would like to talk to HR about why all of the cephalopods are black. That seems like an oversight to me.
Also, how much fun is our president? And is he handling the pandemic well?
Oh, on a scale of good to the best ever, awesome, most excellent, like what would you rate his pandemic response?
Yeah. Yeah, Jace, do it.
Yeah.
Let's rate it.
I would probably take the two O's from good and use them to strangle the G and the D separately. Like I would try to like face, I would do it silently so that they wouldn't know, like they wouldn't, I would wait until the D turns into a B for a second. Like he's checking, I was like, hey, what's going on over here? At the other, it's like, oh, he's looking away. And then I strangle the G and then real quick while I got a moment before, while the D turns back from a B into a D, I'll run across there and take out the DB, the douchebag, douche letter. That one got away from me a little bit. The point is,
I'd say.
I don't know. He's now officially 100% politicizing it all. He's starting to talk shit about Democrat governors who are trying their best to, and He's abdicated his responsibility entirely. The federal government is supposed to provide aid in these times of need, and he's completely just said, you know what? All the states should have prepared better, and all the Democrat states especially, we're not going to help them because they're Democrats. They talked bad about me. So, hey, Republicans who are the total assholes who are fucking shit up, open all the things. All the red states are about to turn red with infection because they're going to open up all their states, and then they're going to run across the state lines trying to fill up the hospitals that aren't full in Democrat states. In blue states or places right. where they're actually right. kept with rest- like it's about to get so stupid, silly, and it's because dipshit McAsshole is still like we need. He's a danger. He's going to commit more crimes against humanity. These should be classified as such. It's weird that because again he's committing these crimes in broad daylight. We're yeah. like, oh, you know, whatever. But these are crimes against humanity. He's like actually getting. He's going to have scores of more people die because. He's actively politicizing in the most hateful, ignorant, and unprecedented way a global crisis, and especially one in America. It's America now has surpassed every other country in cases. We're the worst now. We're the biggest pandemic outbreak on the globe right
but
now.
It's almost and like you if ain't we seen had nothing had yet. More information from other countries that already were going yeah. through it.
You know, if for a couple of months, information had been trickling yeah. in, at a steady rate see, that could like, have warned us or prepared us.
Yeah, we didn't like have that, right? Because we don't have access to information or like up to date.
There's not like,
minute.
I mean, it may, if someone had perhaps thought ahead to create some sort of, I don't know, ultra highway, super highway. I'm just spitballing here. But if we had something
sure,
like that,
for sure. yeah.
like something that like we could actually like, speak over in real time and right, record right. An audio broadcast and actually encapsulate it for later consumption via a wide audience, global. Like if we had something, a conduit like that, then maybe. Yeah. But in this instance, I think we're at a loss here. Like we just, the technology lacking.
We can hope society can get there so that we can kind of, you know, foresee like what we could do better and just like maybe we could like share information ahead of time and then like learn from other people's mistakes but then now, like actually listen but like I don't know how that's possible yet.
You're onto something there. Like there was a way to actually take like the information you're talking about and actually like not just share it but share it with like everybody at in the world at once and like so we could all learn about what's going on.
Yeah.
Factual.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I know that we're just kind of spitballing here, but it sounds like we're on to something.
We'll get there. It's fine. Moving on. Well, I mean, and then, like, there's a quote someone said the other day. It was, like, some, like, famous old person. But they said, patriotism is supporting your country, not just blindly supporting your president. That's not patriotism.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, I agree.
So we should support our... what's that guy's name? 45. So we have to support 45 because he's killing it? No, he's killing people. What? Wait. Oh, he... Oh, my gosh. The other day, not only did he exactly verbatim, which we already know has been happening right in front of our faces. Like, this is the biggest example of gaslighting that's ever been on a global scale. But...
because of that thing that we don't have.
What?
The thing, the internet superconductor. Oh. Anyway.
Yeah,
sorry.
The thing that hasn't been invented yet. We'll get there. Anyway.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Somebody had literally on Fox News said, you know, a bunch of BS again. And then he just immediately, like the timestamps are terrifying. In all caps, like, this is what's happening, and this is why it's happening. It's like, oh, okay, the spread of disinformation, like, he's not even trying to hide, or there's no gap or lapse anymore. Like, it's full on, and he is straight up, I can't. Like, the fact that the latest one is Cuomo from New York City is like, we need this many ventilators stat, and he's like, I just don't think you need that many. That's all I'm saying.
I think the way I heard a quote I heard was like, oh, suddenly they want 30,000, 40,000. You know, normally hospitals, they have like two. So
he did.
Why do they all
He literally
like,
said that. And he thinks healthcare costs $1 a month or whatever. Like, oh.
Well, he also completely denied having gutted the CDC and also denied having any knowledge of it at all. When they asked about it, there's a video clip of him like, oh, what? Oh, I didn't do that. What did somebody? Oh, someone in my like, it's like even that answer is shitty. It's like you don't know what's going on in your admin. Like it's he's the worst. It's the bottom. It's like if a shit took a shit and then it dried out and fossilized and then they found like old shit.
Well, he in literally there, said something. In an interview, like I think again, I cannot thank these late night hosts enough for all the information that they are piecemealing back together. But so he said, well, you know, it's a two-way street. You know, I help my governors, but they've got to meet me too. And he was talking about giving positive feedback or attention to him.
Yeah.
That was the two-way. He needed that before he was going to relinquish care or government aid to New York. Because Cuomo wasn't playing that, nice. Are you kidding me?
He stated that a few times in a way that even like there's no dancing around it. He's asked a few times like you got to like basically praise me and stuff for my shitty ass response.
But that's literally again that's a low level quid pro quo. Again, like you got to do this.
Oh yeah.
Like what?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's how his mind works, and it's completely opposite of a president because here's how a president should work. You should
personal
be like
interest,
a governor
right.
should be able to a governor should be able to say. Fuck you, President. You're a piece of shit. I think you're ugly and dumb. And then the president will go, well, while that's disagreeable, I'm still going to provide aid to your constituency because they are Americans who didn't say those things or are just people.
Right.
Despite what the governor has said or done. Like, holy shit. He can't even, like, he sees, like, a governor that he doesn't like, so he just damns the entire state of people because the governor. It's like,
oh,
it's
yeah,
the
he
worst.
Does California. He did the same thing. He's in a full on Twitter war with Inslee at Washington right now. Same thing. Yeah.
And the fucked up thing is, like, you don't even have to say anything bad about him. You just have to make him look or feel bad, which is what the governor's doing with their pandemic response.
Yeah, by giving him truth and honest, like, actually, what you're talking about isn't real. Please do not
Hold on, that's not where I was going. There's that too. But what I'm saying is just by doing what's right, just by responding to the pandemic appropriately by distributing resources and calming people and informing people, that makes Trump look and feel bad. They didn't. So Trump attacks them.
Not feel bad. It makes him look bad. He doesn't have emotions. Let's remember.
I mean. Well, there's some kind of whatever that thing, that little nerve cluster that twitches when it's poked or provoked.
It says,
sensation
"Ouchie, you
of
made
reaction.
Me feel bad about me. I hate you." Ouch.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, I would also not categorize that as feelings, but it's close. It's like if a rock tried to feel. Yeah.
Well, and it's sad because that means that people are suffering because. And it's so funny because people are like, well, he's our president. You know, he's doing the best. It's like, no, he's doing absolutely the worst. And all he cared about were his stocks and his numbers and because he can't leave and he can't go on rallies, he's turning all of his like announcements for what's going on into mini rallies for himself. Terrible.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because that's actually a positive, I think. I mean, not in terms of our current situation that is an exacerbation of the future iteration that we are finding ourselves going towards. I think that it's a positive because if you think about it, he's never. Like he's being broadcast to the whole nation where most people are watching him because they were at first probably. The cool thing is he's doing it every day. It's getting dumber by the day. It's getting more transparent by the day. And at first most people probably tuned in because they're like, all right, we're going to get some solid info from the president.
Yeah.
And even people who couldn't go to his rallies or even like it's an audience of millions now watching Trump lie, defer, gaslight, and melt in front of their eyes. And I get the feeling that there are more and more people slowly tuning out and probably starting to have to think and come
so
to the realization that Trump may not know what he's... Well, what do you mean? I'm saying he's getting more exposure right now. And so it's probably still growing in a coefficient way. the exposure to Trump's madness is probably still growing, and or there will be some curve, some bell that coincides with the curve of the COVID outbreak. Like maybe it's a bit before, it will probably crest before the actual crest of the outbreak, because people will become exhausted or already are. If you can track how many people are tuning out of the briefings, it would show that there's at some point a crest where people are just like, ugh, and then there's just fewer and fewer and fewer people because they just can't handle it. But as the bell ascends, you're getting more people seeing just how mad Trump really is, because a lot of people have been relying, the magic of Trump is people rely on hearsay.
Right.
But this is from the horse's ass to mouth. You can see it in real time, watch his brain melt, watch him talk nonsense, watch the professionals either flummox behind him or then slowly disappear like Michael J. Fox's brother in that movie before he started playing guitar good or something. So I think, as annoying as it is, it's like, just, I don't know, it's bringing more attention to just how annoying Trump is and how not a leader he is. I hope. That's my hope. It's a theory. I think that's the positive.
Hey, at least we have
that
it
you could take
here.
It away from it.
All right. Oh,
cool. And then when the whole internet melts because it's overloaded or something, it's like, well, never mind. Does anybody have, like, a tape? Anybody? No? Oh, shit.
Well...
does anyone remember anything? I think that song went...
We're really just going to have to rely on everyone's memories. I know, the crazy thing is, like, first of all, if anybody thinks that he's even hiding, he's completely out there for all to see his brain melting. But when he was in the middle of a news conference and they're saying, like, they were bringing up, you know, the reporter brought up how there's four, like, senators who are possibly exposed or they think might have it. And he's like, oh, who is that? Like, he didn't know. And they're like, oh, he named off four people, but one of them was Mitt Romney. And he's like, oh, Mitt Romney, did you say? And they're like, yeah. He goes, oh, that's too bad. And the reporter was like,
so bitchy.
Do I hear some sarcasm? He's like, no. Wow. Like, wow. Like, oh, it's wrong on so many levels. And if I have to explain it to you, you're on the wrong side of this.
If there's still people out there who are unclear on the fact that we are our leader is a bitchy toddler, there are montages out there all over the place now that just show, like, his little arms crossed posture. It's just the worst. Just sitting there like a little child, just arms crossed. Just, you can tell he's like,
and his mind just, he does like, I know what happened to the doctor that was giving us actual truth, and now all of a sudden he's not at the briefings anymore.
He's gone. Now, Betsy DeVos has replaced the Dr. Fauci. Like, it's like, okay, yeah. And then the new, Dr. Blix or whatever. Yesterday she was on TV saying Trump is so experienced in going over just large amounts of data information. He's the perfect president to have. It's like, shut the fuck up, lady. Eat a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. It's...
I like how, was it, Trevor it is, Noah... had the doctor on. I was like, that is the best F you to anyone. Like, where do these people keep going? They keep getting dismissed. The second they defy him, they're dismissed or they're no longer given airtime. And he was giving actual medical, honest truth, saying we're like a year and a half out minimum at a vaccine. And then Trevor Noah's like, let's have him on the show. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so that Trump can talk shit about him afterward. Like, oh, he's hatefully spouting facts over on another network. Yeah, that'll show him. Oh, what was it? More fun. More smash and grab. I heard that...
Who?
What was it?
Who are you saying?
It was either the EPA or a bunch of environmental regulations are either in the process of or just were lifted as a response to economic stimulus. Via coronavirus, because big business is having their profits stifled by coronavirus, they want to be able to, as far as I can tell, make as much money by just loosening environmental regulations, and then it's basically like pinky swear, scout's honor. Like, that's basically, we'll trust companies to regulate themselves during these trying times.
It's unreal.
Like, how, so, okay, so next, are we going to be instituting every child 2 to 4 years old will be shredded policy? Like, what's next? Like, how many evil just sinister plans. Like, this, what's the worst thing they can come up with next? Because they seem to be exploiting the biggest plague of the century.
Yeah.
For just it's more
like,
profit.
Let's unleash everything else too. It's fine. No one will notice.
Yeah. Let's open drilling in the Arctic and let's see about blowing up parts of the sun.
It's
just
what
we need because I had this idea.
Get the virus gone, guys. It's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way,
guys, socialism. Don't forget, you don't want that. So let's do all this other crazy shit.
Oh, I know, and it's so funny too. Like during all this, like there's like weird videos of Biden from a bunker, and he's not seen. You know, he's like laying low or whatever. And Bernie Sanders is out there showing up on the floor, doing legislation, raising money for corona. Like he's doing the work, and people are like, I can't have that kind of a president. Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
they're really it's ironic that Bernie Sanders got Hillary Clinton once and now he's going to get like proxy Clinton. Clinton's not there to be Clinton, so he's got to be Clinton because for the last three and a half years it's been oh my gosh, so much Bernie gaslighting and propaganda like that To Bernie's massive endless credit and they take exception to this too, he just ignores it. He's got blinders onto it, which is really all you can do in this environment. He's like, that's why I think people compare him to Trump, but Bernie does it strategically. He just doesn't respond to this bullshit. There's so much bullshit about him. If he actually tried to engage with it, it would create so much nonsense. And then he gets shit again for that. Like I said, people compare him to Trump because he seems ignorant of the pop culture surrounding him, but in Bernie's case, he's doing it strategically because he's focused on his issues. Like you see, when Elizabeth Warren tried to, when Elizabeth Warren tried to take issue about, did you just call me a liar on national TV?
She bought into the petty. Yep.
Yeah, and Bernie's response, more importantly, was, let's not get into that right now. And he slipped a little. He was like, to be fair, you actually, but never. Let's not get. He was just like, he was basically, no, we're not talking. And he does that to everything. All the like Bernie bros or all the sexual harassment bullshit that like people are the Russian bots, everything. People keep lobbing snowballs at him and Bernie's just hot. He just melts the snowballs and he's going to give a shit.
Yeah.
And like that's I'm still all like and people even now as Joe Biden, the gaffe machine, who was just a silly person for most of the race, and he suddenly surges ahead. Right. Now everyone's like, why is Bernie even still in the race? Someone tell me that, unless he's like a Russian bot. What's up with Bernie? Bernie should drop out. It's like he's still getting it. It's like the race is still going, dipshits. He doesn't have to drop out. Things could change.
And that's the thing. Something like this, his response shows you. And here's the thought that I had the other day. I'm like, I get what and why, like, Biden would be a compromise for what people would view, the older people, the boomers, whatever, would be a compromise. Would feel safer.
Biden's taxidermied corpse, 2020.
No, hold on. So it would feel safer for them, and it feels more like what they think is closer to their ideals. Well, obviously what we need is an entire shakeup, but it's like,
Hold
on. I know. But if America's going to behave like this, do we even deserve Bernie Sanders? You know what I mean? He's the person who's going to do the work and there's going to be actual change. Like, we don't have money to help all Americans, but now all of a sudden we have money. And now all of a sudden it has like been created out of thin air and we can have this giant budget for all this military and the wall and a stimulus pack. We can do all this. And we can give all these tax breaks to all these billionaires and millionaires and all, like, right. But wait, back to what you were saying. Oh, socialism is only like when you help those that you want to help, not everybody. And I think it's crazy that obviously it worked. They figured out how to tell the people who need it most that someone else is after you, not us. Someone else. Look away. This person wants to help you, but they want your money. It's crazy how it works. It's crazy to me.
We lost the gold standard. We stopped having a gold standard, decades ago? How long ago? A long time ago. The dollar has no intrinsic value. No money does. So the government can just say, we got $1 trillion. Let's go spend about a couple billion. Like, it doesn't... it's all been money and wealth has been politicized. And quite honestly, yeah. like everything's so privatized that if you need money, someone's going to be like, ah, just get some money from Saudi Arabia or like, who gives a shit? So it's all just for politics. First, so what I said, I wanted to say, I would vote for Joe Biden's taxidermied corpse. I don't care how crazy or alive he is.
Right.
I would vote for if Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden were killed and sewn together in some sort of grotesque psycho murder, psychobilly murder porn apparition,
Jeez,
and even
Jesus,
brought back
Jesus,
to life
via some
Frankensteinian reboot where it's like the hills have Frankenstein eyes or something. I don't know. The point being, as long as it's Democrat, I would vote for it. Secondly, the dollar has no value. Okay, that was first. Now I have no. That's it.
Yeah,
there's no gold standard.
I mean, exactly what I was going to say.
And taxidermy zombies.
Oh,
zombidermy. Zombidermy. That is the future of taxidermy, where you not only make attractive and ornate now deceased being, but you actually bring it back to life afterward too. Zombidermy.
Oh, that sounds well. You know, when you say it like that, it kind of sounds delightful.
Yeah,
coming
soon to a Toys R Us closing
things.
Near you.
Yeah.
No, undead things, undead toys. If yeah. No, absolutely no risk of a Chucky situation. We fixed all those bugs. Don't worry about that. Oh,
hey, at least everyone's safe. They don't. Well, everyone's going to starve because the zombies here don't have brains.
Well, I had a... making it in the apocalypse, I had an idea for an app. What was it called? Like a track hoarder? I don't know.
Are you saying gore crackers? I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to clarify. What?
No, you're hearing that. If I was... You interrupted the clarification via your... Insanification.
Uh-huh.
I got my throat's a little dry. I gotta get a drink of water.
I gotta wet my whistle.
I gotta wet the old whistle.
So now you're making me think I have to wet my whistle, so here we go.
Everyone wet your whistles. It's an app. I'm still working on the name, obviously, and the app, looking for funding, and if I don't get it, I will take it. where after the apocalypse, via archival and real-time location tracking information, mm-hmm. you can actually map, maybe there's pay levels too, you can actually map the locations of deceased hoarders,
mm-hmm.
and it'll gamify, actually. It'll be like, over here on Johnson Avenue, there's for sure a stockpile, and it'll actually age too. It'll decay, so you can see like on your screen, like if it starts turning gray, it means that it's probably no good because other people have already looted it.
Right.
But then you just go a looting, and you just hit your go a looting button. It's just like a green button with a really corny like it looks like all leprechaun-y, like go a looting, and it's got a little maybe a leprechaun winking at you.
Yeah,
and then you just head on over there. It's like a dash app, but for looting deceased hoarders' domiciles, and it'll give you it'll it, you could be like there could be community based competitions, maybe a human hunting mode, you know, a little side game where you hunt other human beings just for extra points. Something like that.
Okay, I still follow.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
I don't want to, but I'm stuck here, so I gotta just, like, stay with you.
I'm kind of on the phone. I wish I could get, like, a party line in here, talk to some other folks. The thing just beeped at me, so if we ever cut out or something, it's because we might be making the software angry. I don't know.
Yeah. One too many rambling stories and we're out. The software's like, bitch, no.
Was this one time I impregnated a Ferrari?
Jason, you can't put it in the tailpipe. My goodness.
That's not how you do it. I know that. I learned the hard way already once or twice.
Mm-hmm. At least. But eventually I learned.
Yep. I tried to buy a car once. Boy, did I get screwed. But,
in your tailpipe.
Oh,
gross.
What a gas hole. Okay. Great.
So, that's That's when did your little fuzz start having seizures? That really bothered me last time.
All the way on the last time. It was like only a week ago, I think, probably. She was just ran. I was sitting at my computer pretty late at night, and she just ran across the apartment. I was like, well, that's silly. And then I just heard a whole, I heard a commotion over on the other side of the apartment. So I was like, what is this about? And I went, and she's just like spinning in a couple little circles, kind of, and just twitching around. And I'm like, are you dying? Is my cat dying?
Jason can't handle.
I was like, I'm not ready for this right now. I was like hanging out a second ago.
This is better when you weren't doing this. Can we go back to that?
Yeah. So I just kind of pet her and tried to console her and stuff. And eventually it subsided. And then I just kind of like picked her up and held her for a minute or so. And then I looked up online. They say that it doesn't really hurt, but they're just really disoriented when they come out of it. And there's medications you can find. So I might have to look into that. But then, yeah, yesterday morning, kind of woke up to that. So got my day started with a spastic alarm.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a pit to your belly too, because it's like it's a little bit traumatic because it you can only help them so much, and it's your sweet little baby. Like even Mojo, when we used to have him, he started to have like little seizures randomly, and so you would just have to hold him and like help him from like twitching too hard, and that was really hard. It was really freaky.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically all I can do is basically just try to pet her and soothe her and keep her from thrashing too much. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. I think she's still with it a little bit because, like, even though she was clawing around, like, her claws went across my arms a couple times, but it didn't hurt. So I think she was, like, still trying to, like, not, like, I think she's got a little bit of awareness and control and all that. But, yeah, obviously your muscles are just out of your control. So what are you going to do? But, maybe it's a temporary thing, or maybe there's something in her diet. Like, I'm trying, I think.
Yeah.
Well, she's a little underweight anyway, so I figured out a way. I think she's kind of a private eater, so if I'm getting her a little bowl, she can eat some. Make sure she gets wet food regularly. Maybe that'll help. But yeah, it's not the most hilarious thing, but
yeah, cats, that is most certainly not hilarious. You are correct.
No, but meanwhile, most of the time she's still adorable and fluffy and silly and just the best.
Thank goodness, because she is real cute.
Yep, pretty ridiculous.
First of all, you need to make sure that you stay 100 on top of our Sibcast. Still have to animate a picture for every single episode. But every once in a while,
right,
you could put a picture of your babies up there. Like, if we talk about them, that could be... Or you could... Oh, you should animate your babies.
You think I've just got, like, hundreds of photos of my cats just lying around or something to choose from? A good one that would make
you know the answer to that.
I think we all know the answer to that. Quite.
It's time that your meow meows get mortalized in your art. Like last piece that you haven't done.
No, but see, but you're not watching enough crime dramas where it's like, that's how they get you when you expose your weak spot. Like if the Sibcast ever blows up, like when it blows up, I should say.
Sure.
We'll have like some stalker like competition or something. That's like, damn you Sibcast. If it weren't for you, I'd be number one. I know how to fix that. And then like, you hear a couple clicks, and then you see the guy's eyes narrow and look at a cover of my cat just like cuddling in a little cuddle puddle. And it's like,
yeah.
And then like some sort of like evil chuckle or something. And then cut to me just like farting so hard that I wake myself up.
Because we've been through this. That's what happens.
Yeah, shodden farts and pooping pants. And,
How did that's you a different you got one. That right? I want to know.
I have to go... clean myself up. That was this is a different phenomenon. It's a nocturnal emission of sorts, a ghostly apparition of a kind. Not one that I'd like to speak of. As is usual, I will be going to the restroom at 2:30 a.m. for no reason other than what is normal. Excuse me.
Oh. I mean, I think the pandemic's going to get us all in one way. Things are going to make a lot less sense.
Yeah, if not already. But even more, the rowers keep on rowing.
Row, row, row your boat, even though you don't have water.
Yeah. Yeah, the most terrifying part is how casually a lot of the country is still taking it because of Trump and everything. A lot of people are like, it's going to just totally blow over, you know, like by April.
And but even he did say that. Like,
fuck it.
And they don't forget that. Like, if they can just, if they can just remember, like, the important, like, real stuff and never forget that, it would be better. But they can't because they don't want to. And then
real stuff.
It's too scary.
Like real stuff like math and weather and you know, that's something, that's a phenomenon. I recently have written down, I think I had articulated somewhere on one of my note cards, but I think I threw it away because it's not really such a great, I haven't made a joke out of it yet, but the people can still, can wake up and they can see pyramids, cereal, the Wonder Bra, let's see, locomotion.
Do the locomotion with thee.
Bluetooth.
You gotta swing your hips now. Okay, whatever.
International exchange rates. Let's see here. Cam whores. That people can see all of these sophisticated inventions and infrastructures. Like someone who's 27 years old, got a GED, 1.5 years of college under their belt.
I got at least one.
And they're in a trade or something, and they vote Republican. It's like, hey, fuck scientists. I know better than them. And they're sitting there in the middle of. They're sitting there and like a lazy boy. With a refrigerated cup holder, they've got a keyboard on their lap and web TV, a giant 50-inch screen in front of them, Xbox Live 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 7, 69, whatever it's up to, streaming their genitalia across the entire dark web, and they're sitting like, "Hey, I know better than Al Gore, fucking guy. It's got millions of dollars." Bunch of houses, successful career. I got a TV that I bought, and I know better than that engineer guy who built the TV. that guy who made the TV I'm still paying for another 8 years. I know better than him. Hey, I know better than you.
Hey, don't come at me with your science. I got instincts. Hey.
Get your numbers away from my family
and my food.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I'm trying to watch Transformers 11, Rise of the Empire of Butt Plugs, and you are interrupting me with your science facts. You keep waving around in front of my face. That is not what I came here for. Came here to watch a bunch of homoerotic, robo, intergalactic action. Now, please get out of my and my family's way. We have entertainment to enjoy.
Now get.
Just kicked a cat again. Yeah. Like that. Who are those people? And who are the people?
Who it sounds like you kind of know who those people are. That more was a than, very specific accent.
Who are the people who stop more than a car length away from the lines? Because I feel like they're the same people. When you're at a stoplight, and it's like, hey, what you got going on, man? You got like, are you hosting a breakdancing competition in the middle of traffic here? And so should I get my cardboard out? I got it in the back for just such an occasion. It's why I ask.
Why are you?
Why are you leaving an entire, like, I am, now I look like the asshole because I look like I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm parked at the line waiting for the light to turn green, and you're over here, you're behind me, next to me, you're kitty corner. Get your ass over here, you piece of shit. Stop making me look like an asshole. This is confusing.
Don't make me think about my feelings and look at them. Don't.
Yeah, I mean, when I have no cause to, you know, that's especially rude. Don't make me self-examine. Well, I don't need to. It's not my fault. You're just making me second-guess myself, you piece of shit. You know what? Why don't you get your shit together? Stop making me think my shit's apart. Damn it.
I like my shits, and I thought they were fine before this. You know, and there's another one. You know, like, we've got a four-way stop. We've got a four-way stop over here right by our house. Just up the road. I forget what it looks like now. It's been so long since I've experienced road traffic. Anyway, But
how long?
The people, it's like a slanted.
I'm authorized.
The people from the right, it's kind of like a slant, and they're coming down a hill. I've seen people completely blow through it. Terrifying. But my favorite is they don't stop at the line. They stop before their line. They're like, yep, that stop counts. And then they go. And I'm like, I'm at the line. You're stop. That's not. Oh. You can't say. No, you I didn't do the thing. What? No.
I like those people who like, I guess it's not just an Indiana thing then where like you come to a complete stop so that you can both see when you stopped and you stop and you're clearly there first and you stopped
and at the
just,
line
and they kind of roll and they just keep rolling and then like when they should stop they don't and then they keep rolling like, oh, you're letting me go, okay. It's like, no, motherfucker, it's a sumo match. You gotta stop, you gotta put both your hands down and then we fight.
Let's
go time. But I hate, like, it's the rolling, oh, you know, it's my, like, I get that 10 times a day in my line of work. Just,
yeah,
because
you have to drive and you're trying to get people their food. I have a question. Do you have a time limit? Like, is it just they get their food when they get it? And is really having somebody else deliver your food, there's no way. If you're doing Taco Bell, when the food gets to you, it's not as fresh, it's not as crispy and or soft. I don't know. I just don't know.
What? Well, here, to that I say, was Taco Bell ever fresh or crispy or I don't know?
If you get it right at lunchtime, yes, I see what you're saying. But if you get it right at lunchtime, the tacos can be just so crispy.
I don't know. I think that you can get shitty food right at lunch or right when you get it, too.
You can get it anytime you want. Yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that, like, the last, like, I was at Taco Bell 3 nights ago and I was just really hungry and I didn't have time. So I was like, I'll order something while I'm here because you guys should wait in it. So I ate. It was just shit. Like, it was poorly made. It tasted like shit. I hated it.
That's exactly
like, it
was what like, I was expecting. Yes, thank you.
it was a five-layer burrito, but it was like five, like, hulls in a submarine. Like, it was like, first the beef, then the beans, then a bunch of fucking cheese, then maybe some onions or whatever the hell is next. I don't know.
I don't even like, know what's in it, but like, I know that this wasn't it.
Like, yeah. I would have had to eat it like a corn cob for it to mix properly. Like, it was a messed up freaking burrito. So, if that's what they're doling out, I am unimpressed, and there is no way that can get worse, even if it sits for days. But maybe there's a better version. I have heat bags, okay, and I am a prompt delivery driver, so it's tantamount
usually
to like.
Look at you.
Wait, what did I? Yeah, no, I got big old saddleback. No,
I didn't know that.
It's tantamount to like if you ate a big meal. Okay, 15 minutes later, are the tacos you're eating at the end of the meal as fresh as the tacos at the you're eating? Well, maybe not, but it's because you know it took a while to get there to get to those tacos. But it's in reverse. Now the tacos are getting to you.
Yeah, and JC's here for you.
I don't patronize Grubhub. I can't afford it.
Like, no,
Grubhub
doesn't
pay me enough to Grubhub.
You can't even afford to go get it for yourself. Exactly.
I mean, if you really think about it, that would be like a car that's like only operating at 60% efficiency. Like if I use my Grubhub earnings to Grubhub, I'm like wasting my time while I'm Grubhubbing. Like it's just like, well, now you're just like shitting onto your own plate. And like, yeah, it's good enough. I'm come.
And we know you're not saving for repairs or the wear and tear on your vehicle. So,
oh, has that gotten around? Does everybody know about that now?
I don't know. I figured not.
The Honda's in the shop right now.
If it cuts into your weed budget, then how are you supposed to survive? You know, like I sympathize.
Exactly. You know, I'm about up to like $5,000 a week on weed, so I got to keep that habit going for sure. I don't know why I'm so. Why isn't there any money left? I just wear.
I've done the math, and I don't know where I'm going wrong.
I don't mention it a lot, but I do commit a lot of petty crime in between. A lot of, you know, larceny, mini larceny, not grand larceny.
Yeah. Heavy petty crimes.
And just
exactly.
very, very petty. Like, I steal pennies from the sidewalk all the time. Like, oh, man.
Fountains. You steal people's wishes from fountains.
Yeah, well, no, I'll like make change. Like if I see a fountain, I'll see a quarter. I'll be like, oh, I got 25 pennies. I'll throw the pennies in there and I'll grab the quarter. You know, I don't rob from fountains. That's bad karma. You know, I don't need that juju following me
around.
That's just
Jason's way of making change.
Yeah, in the world.
Exactly.
Via fountains. Fountain witch.
It's reverse change, but it works for me. So I don't know. You all can complain.
Well, I mean, it has yet to work for me, but I'm confident one day it will work for me. It's the prosperity doctrine. As long as I keep exchanging money with fountains across the land, I'm sure that really, it doesn't. At a certain point, I'm gonna find the enchanted fountain, okay? And then who's laughing? Me from my castle,
where it's enchanted also.
Because I had the castle enchanted. Duh.
Wow! If people only knew. I mean, for real, though.
Activate castle enchantment. Fountain
You're
witch.
You're gonna get your castle one day, Jace. I really feel it for you. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. It's not a dream of mine, but if I happen to land in a castle in like Scotland or something, I'd be okay. As long as I could like Amazon fresh groceries and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that would make a castle cool. Worth living in for sure. Yeah.
I would like to have like a hunchback Amazon Prime delivery driver like Signature, sir. Have a nice day. And then he just transports himself away in a modern van. Even the van has a hunch too.
But then he undoes his hunch. He like really has to be like, he needs me to be hunchy.
No, at the end of the day, he takes off his regulation hunch. It's part of the uniform. Yeah. He's like, all right. And then you see him like sort of take out some like mouth things that fuck up his teeth and stuff. And then he's like, all right, hey, Patty, I'll be home in about 20 minutes. I got to pick up some stuff at the store. That's a real voice.
Oh, goodness.
At your service, sir.
Well, I don't think we should keep talking.
We should have stopped a few minutes ago, at least.
Do you think?
But it's good, you know, better late than... No, it's a joke. Better late than...
You told an actual joke on here. I did not compute. Oh, no.
Yeah, no, we're going to, well, I'll make sure to cut off the last few minutes so that we don't have to deal with that.
No,
I would hate for our listenership to have to such a drive.
It's good because it's bad. One good joke, and they'll figure it out.
Or they won't, but then we'll all be dead soon, so it doesn't matter.
COVID-19, my bedmate.
Yes, all right.
My sleeping deathmate.
Yeah, I can't wait for COVID-20, you know?
Oh.
It's going to be a good one.
Well,
the sequel.
No, Chase.
COVID-21.
It's too soon. It just is.
COVID-20. COVID-23, 2, 1. Yes!